views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. It is certainly great to connect with you. Thank you for everything that you do. And for many of you, you have been asking about something very specific, and I would love to give you some information about it. I mentioned last week that we were going to be in New York at a fundraiser, and so you wanted me to give you a bit more information about that. So one of the things that you can find out, and I'm going to make sure that you guys have the site, you can go to the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, and they are the ones putting on this fundraiser in New York City next week. And so the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, you can get to them as TBD.org, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. And when you get there, what you're going to be able to find is right on their landing page is the Masquerade Ball, which is Thursday, May 1st. We're going to be there. And you're more than welcome to come, tell your friends, do whatever you want to do. But definitely find out about what's happening and what does it mean to join forces. There's a great video there, and I think we're running a public service announcement about tick-borne diseases. Many of you know these diseases by the front runner, I hate to even say that, which is Lyme disease. But there are many, many co-infections that are associated with that. Lots of information. If you go to the website, tbdalliance.org, you're going to find out lots. That's what I was mentioning last week. So now I would love to talk with you about today's show. We all come together, and we come together in a way that's so very special. And, you know, that's what I felt immediately, well, the first time I chatted with Dr. Jen Royster. It's like, how do we get to this place where we meet incredible people and then share them with all of you who have been our loyal listeners now going on 10 years? We just absolutely love that. And for many of you, I met a couple of you over the weekend as well, and we are planning a mega event, and that event is going to be held, two of them actually, in September in conjunction with one of the largest women's networks online. And we're going to be having those events both on the West Coast in September and then also on the East Coast. So for those of you out there, you'll be able to find out more about that on the Dr. Pat Show website. So we're planning ways for you to come together to hear some of the most incredible people. And the reason I'm bringing it up is that's who Dr. Jen Royster is. You know, when we think about connecting with people in our lives and connecting with folks that are doing amazing work in this world, it is so very, very important that we honor each other. And that's what I would love to do today, is again introduce you to a colleague and friend who not only understand what it means to intuitively connect with our higher selves, but how she has helped countless people all over the globe work with their own energies, understand everything and all about what goes on and how we can tap into that. Today's show is Parenting Intuitive Children with Dr. Jen Royster, intuitive counselor, energy healer, visionary radio host. She's got a fabulous show, which I'm going to tell you about as well. But she's somebody that works with people all over the world. You know, she is internationally known, an intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, energy healer, and visionary. And so when you find out who she is by going to her website, you're going to find that she's not an off-the-shelf kind of facilitator of consciousness. There's no cookie-cutter approach that you're going to get from her. Her gifts are made known through the intuitive connection to angels, ascended masters, loved ones that have crossed over, and much, much more. And so today we get to chat with her, not about her incredible art, but we'll touch upon that, not just about that, but about what it is that she has learned in the world that she lives in and what are some of the challenges we have now, especially with raising an intuitive child and then understanding what that means. What happens at night if you're like me growing up as a kid? Why was it you woke up all the time in terror? Dr. Jen, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's so good to be back with your listeners, Dr. Pat. And for that intro, thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about this. You know, how do we know? Let's talk about what an intuitive child looks like. Now, what I love about this and the timing of this is that, you know, one of the top shows on TV right now is this show called Believe. And
oh, yes.
It talks about a kid that has these special gifts. But we're starting to see more and more of this in our mainstream about consciousness and children and them being intuitive and much more. What are some of the signs? So if we could start out there, what are some of the signs that we are to look at and look for?
Okay, that's a great question because there's the typical signs, which what you and I, Pat, are used to with the fear that we had because it was not as understood, or I grew up with parents that didn't completely understand this. So that made it challenging. But now we're seeing, like you mentioned that show Believe, we're starting to see more and more. It's commonplace. Some of the signs are constantly crying. They are extremely sensitive and compassionate toward everything. I mean, people, animals, plants. They are worried about their parents, if their parents are okay. Now, that's some of the higher stress fears that you can see. But the show Believe, what I'm noticing is they're making it, it's a drama, you know, they're running and all that. But because I've watched the show, I'm always tapping into everything out there like that. But what they're also showing on that show is the matter-of-factness that the children have.
Right.
Yes. I mean, I was an intuitive child. I've raised intuitive children. I have an intuitive grandson. And I work with other parents that have these children. And what I'm noticing today in that 4 to 6 year old age group is the ones I'm finding common are they're just real matter of fact. You know, it's not frightening to them. They'll just say, the angels are in there. Oh yeah, I saw Grandpa that passed away 2 years ago. Oh yeah, he comes in and watches TV with me all the time. They're real matter of fact. They're not as afraid. Which I like seeing that, but there's still some out there, and I work with the parents where they're having the night terrors. They're overwhelmed. They are very highly sensitive. They're coming home from school overstimulated, things like that. It can get mixed up with ADHD, and it's not the same thing.
Right.
It's different.
Right. Big okay. Mix-up. Big mix-up with that. Big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, I mean, and it's not even to put a blame on anybody. It's just more of, as we're evolving, it's becoming more commonplace. I'm seeing it daily. I have a lot of the parents that'll contact me and work with me in private sessions with the children because really we're kids. The children, one of the first things they'll say to me is they don't believe me. I don't think she realizes what I'm seeing. So I get right down in there at their level and I say, well, I'm seeing it. Show me where this is going on. You know, they are so relieved that somebody's actually taking them seriously. And then the parents are usually not connected with their intuition. They probably were raised in an environment that cut it off. These children are actually reawakening their parents' intuition, which they become the teachers as well.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing to watch. I've had parents that come from a very restrictive background where they didn't believe in any, you know, they didn't have that. So they don't know what to do, or they're very analytical, and they're saying, I know he's got something going on or she's got something going on. Help me. And so at the same time, I'm teaching parent and child how this works, and we play different games that are really more like exercises to help them bond closer. My own children have seen, they've seen me. I mean, they both live in Texas. I'm in Virginia. And they've both seen me at different times. They go, Mom, we saw you in our house.
Yeah.
And you know, because they're intuitive. They're picking up my energy where I'm praying or sending them a lot of love and energy. You know, I do that for my family just like I do anybody else, and they'll see it. And so, you know, helping them to understand, to answer your question. Yeah. So some of the signs are the constant crying or very compassionate. They'll finish your sentences before you finish it. It's like a telepathic thing. They seem to have a lot of them are writing or drawing a lot. If they are constantly drawing very detailed pictures, you want to pay attention to what they're drawing. And it's just as simple as just giving them a moment to share it with you. Just don't overlook it. Pay attention.
Well, this is one of the things I want to talk about when we come back. And for those of you out there, we are going to do live on-air readings with Dr. Jen as well. If you want to get in the queue for that, go ahead and give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. One of the things that I was a little bit stressed about, I got an email from someone this weekend, you know, that saw that we were going to do this show together. And I'm not going to put you on the spot to talk about it because, you know, I know that we need more time to absorb this. But what they said to me was, have you seen the special on public television? And I said, well, what are you talking about? They said, well, we know how you really support kids and adults with ADD, ADHD. Of course I do. And they said, well, what do you think of, you know, the way that clinic, the Amen Clinic, is handling ADD and ADHD. When we come back, I'll give you my point of view about that. But one of the things that I think Dr. Jen and I are saying is that if we handle this, ADD, ADHD, or any other thing that has a child seem like they're out of the norm, and we handle it as a diagnosis, the question that we got to ask ourselves is, what is it that we're really missing about the gift? You know, what is it that we're seeing as a disease and not as a gift? And how often will that lead parents down the path, actually of no return? When we come back, Dr. Jen will share some tips, what we can do to understand our kids, grandchildren, children, understand them a little bit better, but also what we could know about classifying kids that are special in a lot of ways as disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAmEnergy.ca.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We have opened up the phone lines for those of you that like to have an on-air reading with Dr. Jen. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out more about Dr. Jen, go to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and then you'll be able to get a free guided meditation, free download, and just sign up and find out about what she's got going on in her fabulous newsletter. Also, you'll be able to tune into her show, find out about her radio show, and tell folks a minute, Dr. Jen, if you could just tell them a little bit about your show, when it's on, and how they can find out about your upcoming guests.
Well, I guess we seem to have dropped Dr. Royster, so I give her a call back.
All right. Well, Mr. Benny, we'll try to have you get Dr. Jen back. But one of the things I will say is that if you do go to her website and you would take a look at what she's got, it would be awesome for you all to sign up for the newsletter, sign up for some of the things that she's offering, free download. She is amazing. You'll be able to check out the live events, the meditations, and a whole bunch of things going on. You know, for her... Let me just give you some information. If you want to find out about her radio show, Thursdays, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time, on Transformation Talk Radio. That's Transformation Talk Radio, 8 a.m. Pacific. You could go ahead and listen to that. If you go to her website, jenroyster.com, then you're going to be able to find a lot of great shows. How Animal Spirit Guides Deliver Messages, Rejuvenate Your Spirit with Angels. So when you call in the show today, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find that she's available to answer your questions, connect you, and much more. Our toll-free number for the show today, 1-800-930-2819. Dr. Jen, it's great to have you here today, and great to be talking about the kids. One of the things also that I would love for you to talk about is, you know, ADD, ADHD children grow up to be adults. And I think it's important, no matter what age you are, to understand what this gift is. Talk a little bit about your experience, not just about that, but about intuitive children in general, how they show up in life, and some of the struggles that they might have.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to address was what is true intuition, and what is, you know, this is one of the things that parents commonly ask. How do I know my child is not just trying to manipulate me to get something they want, you know, for discipline purposes and just raising them properly? Because you do have to raise them with structure and boundaries. However, when do we know it? When it's true intuition? One of the things that you can look for is an abrupt change in the mood with true intuition. I mean, it's abrupt, or the child may feel danger in the body, or a sense of urgency, you know, the monster under the bed, and things like that. They'll pick up on the unspoken words or thoughts. If they're picking up on things that you're not telling them, because you wouldn't tell a child grown-up problems that you're dealing with, but they're going to pick it up. They're going to feel that. And then they start fretting and worrying. Like, they're worrying about things that they don't need to be worrying about yet. They're children. Mm-hmm. When the parents are aware that that's what's happening, now you can help them, because you want to teach them how to have healthy intuition, not dysfunctional or codependent, so to speak, intuition. You know, like worrying about mama, you know. Showing those boundaries. They'll sense that someone's sick or passed away before, you know, it's been announced. So when we get into the true intuition, that's one of the biggest questions that they have. If they're getting overwhelmed at school or in large groups, they'll be fine that morning. You take them shopping for school clothes and they come back very agitated and overloaded. Sometimes that gets misunderstood as hyperactivity. It's overstimulation to the energies they're absorbing. Because intuitive children, they may have where they have their clairsentience is open, where they feel everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's all the different ways that they feel. They may feel fear and all that. But with that feeling one, if they've got that one that's wide open, that one can really overload you. The children that I've been working with, we give them a few tips that help settle things down. One of the things that you want to keep in the cabinet, and I've got parents that'll keep this right. These are simple things. We keep sea salt or Himalayan salt or something like that by the sinks when you wash your hands, because sometimes just washing your hands, that can draw that energy off, help them get that off them. They're still learning how to release and process things that just need to pass through them, not keep them. And it teaches them how to let that energy go. That's just something passing through. We have the parents doing the salt bath. We have them learning about Archangel Michael, which is one of the first ones I really like to teach everybody, whether they're an adult or a child, because Michael is the go-to angel to feel safe. You know, so when a child is getting nightmares at night, we teach them how to shield up and call this angel in. We've seen within 24 hours they're finally sleeping again. I've had them call me back or write me back. First night they've slept all the way through in weeks just by doing a couple of little simple things like that. What I've noticed is the parents, when they teach the children how to feel empowered and like they can do something about the situation, that takes a lot of the fear and anxiety away for the child. The child feels like, oh, there's something I can do. You mean I don't have to wait here and be helpless until somebody gets the monster from under the bed? I can do something about this.
Right.
And we're all the way down to 4 and 5 years old. They're doing this, and they feel so much better. And they get creative with their shields. We call it the bubble. And we let them decorate their bubble, this visionary bubble that they, you know, like protective shields. And I teach them how to go inside, and the boys especially, they'll put, like, weapons and arrows on the outside of it. You know, they do all of these things that, because it's important that you establish that they have something they can do to feel safe, and that you're not going to tell them, oh, stop being silly, you're overreacting. They're really upset about this. They're really feeling this. So they need somebody to hear them and not make them feel like it's silly. That's squashing it down, and then they hide it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think we're talking about here today is, you know, what happens when we look at our lives and we see that children, grandchildren have something different going on. How often have you found, Dr. Jen, that, you know, the children that have this intuitive nature going on, that they are also creative in some way?
Big, huge. I am. I mean, I'm one of those, like, you know, with the art, with the intuitive art
right.
that I do.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I mean, yeah. And they're like, how did you do that? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, yes, they're writing. They're doing a lot of drawing. If you have They can have toys everywhere. And the common thing that I see is they all have a natural, artistic, and they're very, it's very articulate. It's detailed. They have detail. They're either extremely intelligent and can take a computer apart or be an IT at the age of five. They're like that.
Wow.
I've seen that.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah, if you need to learn how to do something on a computer, ask one.
Right.
Yeah, they just seem to know it already. They'll tell me things. This one was blowing me away. These are some that I work with regularly here now currently. They will say things. There is no way. It's so advanced. How in the world do they know this?
Right.
And if I'm tapping in and explaining, most of the time I'm explaining it to the parents that are more left-brained or not connected to this. They're trying to understand it. And I'll touch on to something that's pretty advanced. And the child will perk right up on the other side of the room. Yes, that's what I, and yes, Mom, that's what I, you know, and they'll finish it for me. They'll finish it. They came in here into this world already knowing some things. I feel that we are seeing more of the ascension or the consciousness of all of humanity just evolving to the next step. So you're going to see this picking up, and you're going to see more and more. It's not a disease. It's not losing the connection. They're keeping the connection versus disconnecting and shutting it down like generations before.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents that have it shut down, they've got, it's not to stress like you have to worry about that you are connecting. Don't worry about that. It's just listening and learning about it as much as you can. And it will open up yours. It will open up yours. But the art, oh my goodness, they draw very detailed pictures. They'll draw one right after the other, right after the other, right after the other. They'll draw them. I have a drawer here where they give them to me. They'll draw them while I'm with them, and then they want to give it to me. I know. I have pictures from it. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. The writing,
well,
most of them are around 5, 6 years old.
Let's do this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about what some of the tips are that we could give to the parents and the grandparents that can help their children, how to bring out the best of these intuitive, amazing kids. For those of you out there, if you want to experience a live on-air reading with Dr. Jen Royster, whether it's an angel message, whether it is a connection with someone that is passed on, spirit guides, whatever that is, give us a shout today. We're going to be opening up the phone lines to do some live on-air readings. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 or 425-373-5527. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to give you some tips. How can you nurture that intuitive nature of your kids, your grandkids, and you, perhaps? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Hello. Wherever you are you dancing on the dance floor?
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hello. This is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You can shine like stars, and we don't give a word, 'cause that's just who we are, and we are.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. Dr. Jen Royster is in the house. We are taking your calls. So for those of you out there, Dorothy will get to you in a moment. 1-800-930-2819. We've got Dorothy waiting. Before we go to the phones, I'd love for you to give us a few tips here, Dr. Jen, about, you know, what folks can do to help, you know, nurture and cultivate the intuitive side of themselves and their kids.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I mentioned before we went to break was about having the salt nearby. When we started using that, we've been working with adults and children with that. After a long day and you feel overloaded, we teach the children and the adults really how to wash the day off. And we use the salt in the water, or when they first come home from school, children that are intuitive will very much come home from school being overwhelmed, overloaded, overstimulated. And we make it a game, like, okay, go wash your hands in the salt, wash the school off, so to speak. And we just teach them that. So they're learning right away to move the energy off. They, a lot of times, are the teacher's pet in school because they know beforehand what's expected of them. And so they become, wow, the teacher's pet. Well, it also drains them because now they have a tendency to try to be too perfect. They want to be accepted. Yeah, and it can be a little too much. The other thing that is great is playing some games or exercises with them. And this really helps you bond with your child, and it makes learning intuition a lot of fun, and it will help you open up your own as well. One of the easy ones is closing your eyes and trying to feel your child's experience instead of looking for the physical body language. Close your eyes and try to sense it, not look for it. Get the eyes out of the way. Just get them out of the way. And then ask your child to close their eyes and do the same thing about you. Do it back and forth. Do it back and forth.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that one's fun. You know, the children really feel like oh wow, mom, you know, mom's really caring, or dad, they care. They really love me. They're doing this and they're going to learn it with me. And that's really a big deal. And it's not hard to do. You don't need anything and it doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. Teaching them about the protective bubble shield and calling on Michael is huge. That really is. When we have a lot of the fear and the night terrors going on, that's what you want to go to. You want to go straight to that, you know, teaching them how they can do something about it immediately and feeling safe with this angel around them. The night terrors are probably one of the first things that I usually get the call on because they're not sleeping. And
right.
So immediately we have to wash that energy off, but we also have to calm them down because they're overstimulated. But they'll have dreams that are about gloom and doom and the end of everything. You know, they'll be very frightened. If we're watching things that are happening in the news, this is a real indicator that you have a feeler in the house, one that's clairsentient. They feel everything. If you're watching the news and you're watching disturbing things that have happened, and then it's bothering you or it's concerning you, and you may not be saying anything, but they're picking that up. And to a child, they don't understand this grown-up feeling they have. So now it turns into this incredible dream that's all over the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just opening up that line of communication with them, helping them with the night terrors, the bubble, the shield, Michael, yeah. You know, you definitely want to get them in on that. If they're telepathic, playing cards are a lot of fun. Doing the mind's eye, you know, playing with the cards, you know, the telepathic. There's all different types of ways the child will show an intuitive style. We have different styles. We can hear, yeah. See, feel, you know. If they're talking to grandparents or people that have passed on, and it's pretty commonplace, if they're really young, they're not making that up. They're not making that up, but they haven't learned yet to keep it quiet and don't say that around people that would be naysayers. So they're just open
right.
with it. They're just
exactly.
open with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think this is really part of this as parents and grandparents is to get past the fear. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones. We have Dorothy waiting to chat with you, Dr. Jen, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, Dorothy's there. Help yourself.
Hi, Dorothy.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Dorothy.
I have a grandson who's 26 now, and I know, and he's diagnosed ADHD and ADD, and I've always felt that he had special talents, but he's been so conditioned by his parents who were non-spiritual that I think he's kind of out of touch with his talents and he's trying hard to conform. I guess I've heard you give a few tips like protecting himself and about Michael, but he's that's not the kind of conditioning he's had, so it's going to be hard to get through to him. But a few years ago, he was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and his parents put him through four different rehabs, but he just came out and did the same thing. But I felt such a connection with him that even though I lived in Florida at the time, I just used my mind to, every night I would think of all the things I loved about him to raise my love vibration, and then I would send him messages like, Casey, you don't need to alcohol and drugs anymore, you're loving yourself more. You're finding you're more confident, you're getting along well with your parents. And I did that every night for 2 weeks, and I called his mother, who I didn't tell her what I did because she would think I was crazy. And she's very non-spiritual or non-psychic. And I said, how's Casey? And she said, Mom, it's like a miracle. I don't know what happened. He's not drinking or taking drugs anymore. He's going to 4 AA meetings a week, and we're getting along so much better. So I know I have a special connection with him because I love him very much, and I'm somewhat intuitive myself, but he has gifts, and I'd like to know how I can help him realize that he has gifts instead of feeling like there's something wrong with him.
Right. Wow. Okay. And he, wow. Yes. Yeah. Now, I've heard this too, and it's common that there'll be addiction things going on if they don't understand what's happening with them because they're trying to get a break from it. And you know, that's I think, a lot of addiction. Not everything, but addiction is avoiding. Now, you said he was 26. I wasn't quite sure if I heard the age properly.
Yes, 26. Yes.
Okay. First thing, is we're dealing with an adult, okay? An adult, you know, we have to, you know, and you understand this. It sounds like you have some background in this, that we can't violate the free will of another as much as we love them. But what you're doing, where you're tapping into that place within them, because I've done that with, we can't fix it for them. What we want is for them to find their way to it. But when it's an adult, different. It's a little bit different because we're raising children, and we're like the governor over them to help them and protect them. But when they're an adult, they have to make the choice themselves to connect. But what you are doing, where you're focusing on that, what I call the I am presence within you, is connecting to the I am presence within him, and knowing that there's that bright light that shines within him, and keeping that going. That is probably the most powerful thing you can do. When it comes to, this is the hard part. You have to be patient sometimes, because do you talk with him regularly yourself?
Yes, he was here yesterday and had Easter with me. And
okay,
I
great.
Asked him, would you like to have children someday? And he said, women don't like me. And I know he's very afraid of a relationship.
Right.
And it made me feel
sad. He's got quite a bit going on in this lifetime journey that is processing. What works best is to keep the line of communication, the relationship open, and show how open and free you are and that you don't think it's weird. Don't try to get him to do anything, because he has to choose that. We don't want to try to make people do something they don't want to do, or if he's not ready. But if he's, you know, basically lead by example is one of the wonderful things that can happen, and just show them, you know, this is what I do when I feel like that. And opening up, saying, you know, gosh, when I feel, and I have worked with people like this, alcoholism, I've worked with the vets, the PTSD, works wonders. The other thing is wonderful flower essence can help when they're feeling very overwhelmed, just natural holistic things. Flower essence is great for that, where they, you know, they usually will find that they're showing that they want to steer away from so many, they want a different path. They either don't want to take so many drugs, or they want to try to find a relief, or they want to find that confidence. One of the biggest things you can do is if they have someone that they can talk to that doesn't think any of it's strange. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing right there. They'll start opening up. They'll start asking questions.
Yes.
And it is answer what's asked, not try to push before they're ready. They'll just tune it right out.
Yeah. I think that's some great advice. Great advice. Wow. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Doris.
Yes, great show. Wow. Dr. Jen, let's go right to the phone. Mr. Benny, who do we have next?
Yeah, we'll take Karen.
Great question.
Yeah, we'll take Karen calling in from New Brunswick, Canada. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Good.
Okay.
How can we help you today?
My daughter is 2.5. Well, she's almost 3. And for about a year, she's been showing the same signs that Dr. Jen was talking about. She sees sparkles, and she reads my mind, and she's very sensitive. And it really helped her when I introduced her to Michael. I'm just wondering if her angels, or if you have any specific guidance about her.
I do. Right off the bat, I'm really feeling a lot here. Now, do you have intuition yourself, or are you just mesmerized by what
she's experiencing? I'm kind of developing it sort of along with her.
There's somebody else in the family line that's got this too. They may or may not have disclosed it, but it's coming from someone else, maybe grandparent, your mother, an aunt, something like that.
I think it's me and my mom a little bit.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm picking right up. She's got a lot of angels around her.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I mean, what I feel is she's come here and she's got earth angel stuff going on. Really amazing energy. She's only 3, so it's a bit young to know. But she's got, now, is she having any of the nightmares?
She's had night terrors. She had night terrors for about a month last fall until we started working with her, as my husband and I. But these days she's been saying that she's had bad dreams, but she doesn't really explain. She usually says that she dreams about the stars, but we're not sure what she's really dreaming
about. She's got a, working with the angels for her is going to be incredible. But she has, she definitely, angels were the right way to go. So kudos to you. You did great with that. The other thing is crystals. The crystals,
yes,
that can
she
help.
Yes, crystals.
Perfect. Okay, see, I'm feeling that with her. She's going to very much connect with nature. How is she with animals, bugs, insects, anything like that?
She's getting better. She used to be scared of bugs, but now she thinks they're all her friends. So,
good. ladybugs are going to be her friend. But crystals.
It's ladybugs especially, that's exactly it. They're ladybugs.
Yeah,
are her
okay,
friend.
Yeah. I'm feeling her. I'm really feeling her. So I'm picking it up. But ladybugs, oh my goodness. You know, even a picture of a ladybug for her, because the ladybug is like a power animal that is happiness. I mean, that means good things. That means very good things. But the crystals are very good. If you had a lamp or something that she could, you know, she's little, so maybe if it was a nightlight or even something where they're big enough and they're safe for her, so she has her little box of rocks is what my son called them. He had his box of rocks. He was so drawn to them. He didn't even know why he was drawn to them. But they were huge for him. And if you look at the different attributes for the crystals, you can find that whatever she might be experiencing in that moment, because our journey changes the whole time, our whole life. You may want one crystal for this thing, and then it might shift to something else when you're going through something else or you're learning something else. But definitely, if there's fear going on, you want something that can help her detaching from the negative energy, because honestly, it's probably coming from outside of other people's experiences that have fear. Yeah. She was born, what I feel, I'm really feeling this child. I mean, she feels to me like she came in and, you know, like everything is great. She's really still connected to the way it is with that incredible life that we all dream of. And then you come here and it's all these fears that everybody else has. You're like, whoa, wow, I never saw it that way. But before she starts school, it would be good for her to know that's something outside of you. That's the way they feel, but we don't need to be afraid of that because we have Michael.
Right.
Or we have the angelic. We have that protection. We have that. People believe that they have to be afraid of things. And you can also believe you don't have to be afraid of things.
Right.
And
wow.
It's the way we're training. So she's picking up some of those nightmares or it's processing. You know, dreaming is healthy. If we didn't have it, we'd lose our minds. I mean, that keeps us sane. Even the nightmares are good things. They're just processing extra energy we didn't quite get off of us that day. When we do the salt baths and when we do like lavender and salt in the bath, and if you start doing that with her pretty regular, it helps pull all the excess energy off, because the dreams come in when we haven't processed all the energy off, because it's still burning off the mental energy and thought patterns.
Wow. Wow, thank you. This is great. Isn't this awesome? And you know what we're going to do just for you and your daughter? We have a fabulous ladybug picture that's on one of our sites we're getting ready to launch, and we're going to put it up on Facebook that you can download it for her.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures.
Our house is
pictures.
Full of ladybugs.
Oh.
You have one?
Yeah.
Our house is crawling with ladybugs. We don't know why, but there's hundreds of ladybugs in our house everywhere.
Very spiritual.
Beautiful.
So what we're going to do, we're going to put it up on our... Yeah, we're going to put it up on the Facebook page, and you'll be able to download it for your daughter. It's fabulous. I think maybe it's a mommy ladybug and the two little baby ladybugs. I'm not sure. I made that story up.
That.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I love ladybugs.
I love it. My grandson, we have a little video of him with a ladybug, and it's the most precious thing I ever saw. It's his best friend, and he was just letting it crawl up and back and down his arm. He said it's his friend. It's just so precious.
That's amazing. Well, I think we have time for one more caller. Mr. Benny, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, let's pull in Kathy to the conversation. She is calling in from Seattle. I had a question about her nephew.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, this is Kathy. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a 4-year-old nephew who, since he was born, I've been very
kind of concerned about. He has a lot of anger and he holds grudges easily, but he's so loving and he's had nightmares where he screams and sometimes he yells, "Help me, help me." And if you can give me any insight or any guidance on anything that I can do as his aunt to help him, that would be great.
Yes. Now, absolutely. Okay, he's a feeler. He's feeling. And being the boy, sometimes the boys feel like they have to suck it up and be tough, which is kind of hard on them. He has a lot of emotions that need to process and come out. So some of the tips that I have been giving would work for him as well, especially the bubble. But he needs to know that he needs to know that he's not by himself. Like, oh, this is the way I work with it is, you know, I have those kind of dreams, and I did. I grew up with all kinds of stuff happening. I had the positive, the negative, you name it. But he needs to know that, somebody else is like, oh, well, what did you do for that? Oh, okay. You know, and just helping process it, let him know that it's not odd. He is absorbing everything. I mean, I feel that he worries and frets. Like, he's going to be one that feels like he's got to fix it all. He's also, does he run hot? Does he always seem like he's hot?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear us okay? Does he always feel like he's hot?
Oh, he's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, does he feel like
hot a lot?
Like how he feels?
Temperature.
Like body temperature.
Oh,
like
his temperature? I don't think so. I mean, you know,
oh, that's okay. He's your nephew. Yeah. It might be, you know, some of the questions, if you were a parent, you know, with him all the time, it might be a little tough. A lot of times, children that are showing these types of signs with that intensity and that fire energy, they're burning off a lot of the energy. Like, their bodies are hot. Like, it could be winter and they need a t-shirt on. They're hot. They're just, they're hot all the time where everybody else is cooler. That's something that you may have to just kind of watch and observe. That's the energy burning off if he's hot, and it's okay that he's burning that off. Some people worry about that. I'm not talking about fevers. I'm talking about kind of like what menopause does with hot flashes. It's like they just get hot. I'm feeling that he's got some indication of being an energetic channeler, like a healer one day. And that is something that you want to let evolve in time. He's too little for that right now. But if you feel his palms of his hands or just feel his back, you'll know whether he's hot. If he's running hot like that a lot, he's got healer abilities going on that are already working. If he's worried about fixing things or worrying about other people, but that energy of temper, he's frustrated that he can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
He's frustrated that he can't fix it. A lot of the salt, lavender would settle him down, just a drop or two, essential oil in a bath, mm-hmm. just to calm him down. He may need the salt lamps around him. There's a salt lamp that you can get, or just the crystals, the collection for him to wear. He needs to feel safe. Michael's going to be very good for him because of the sword, and so he needs to know how he can cut that off. But I really think that you might want to just observe and watch, because he's your nephew. It's a little bit of a different situation for you. But I'm looking at, I think he's got healer abilities that are open, and that's why he feels like he needs to fix it.
Well, Dr. Jen, what a great show. Would you please let everybody know how they can connect with you directly and find out more? Kathy, you can connect with Dr. Jen directly. Go ahead and tell them the best way to do that.
Well, I have everything on my website. That's probably the easiest way, jenroyster.com. It's JenRoyster.com. We have free meditations, free video class when you sign up for the newsletter over there. And we have all kinds of things over there. And then you can book the private session.
Shoot an apple off my head.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.